So if God provides knowledge of different religions, knowledge through different religions, why there are contradictions between them? That's based on circumstance. I have written a whole two books which deal with these issues. There was this movie OMG and there was a movie PK, which are satires on religion. So I wrote a book called OMG, Reanswering the Question, and another book called GK for PK. So GK is three levels. It's general knowledge, God knowledge, and Gita knowledge, based on that. So these books are available on my website free for download. GK for PK, that is available. So you can download from the spiritual scientists, and any of these kind of questions are answered. But this question I'll specifically answer, of course. So see, there are rules and there are purposes. So the purpose remains the same, but sometimes the rule can be different. It can even be the opposite. You know, I now spend about four or five months in America every year, and every time when I come to India, when I am going for a program, some devotee takes me to drive for the program. Most often, I end up going on the wrong side of the car. You know, in India, we drive on which side? Left side. In America, they drive on which side? So according to the driver, seat is in different direction. So when I go to the car in America, and I come to India, I keep going to that side of the car only. And then I go to India, I go back from India to America, then I keep going to the other side of the car. So it takes some jet lag to get over it. The point I am making is that the rules for traffic, for driving in India and America are not just different, they are opposite. Somebody from India goes to America, they may say, you know, all of you are driving wrong. And they will say, you are wrong, you are going from this side, you have to pay a fine now. So who is right and who is wrong? Right and wrong cannot be seen only in terms of the action. It has to be seen in terms of the purpose. So the purpose of the traffic rule in India and in America is the same. That is regulation of the traffic so that people can move smoothly and safely. But the specific rule can be not just different but opposite. Similarly, there are different religions. Now, why did this happen? Why are the rules different? Well, you can go into colonial history. America fought a war against Britain, and America wanted to assert its identity separate from Britain. That's why they did many things which are opposite to what Britain did. India was a colonial country, and India did not fight a war against Britain. It gradually got liberated, so we did not reject so much of what Britain did. So our traffic rules are similar to Britain's, but America's are opposite. So we can go into specific historical details why they are different. But the important thing is the rules are different, the purpose is still the same. So similarly, if you consider religions, every religion has an exoteric side and an esoteric side. Exoteric is external, esoteric is internal. So the exoteric side can be different. So for example, Hindus may offer respect to God by folding their hands. You know, Christians may offer respect by doing mass, moving their hands in a particular way. Muslims may raise their hands. The way they are offering respect, the action is different, but the purpose or the intention is the same. So like that, whatever specific differences are there, if we find the difference is too glaring, then we can inquire about it specifically, and we can get the answers. On my, again, one the spiritual scientist, I have got a series of talks on world religions. So Krishna consciousness in Christianity, Krishna consciousness in Judaism, Krishna consciousness in Buddhism, Krishna consciousness in Islam. Even Krishna consciousness in Hinduism also is there, to understand what are the similarities and what are the differences. So, and there are other devotees who also have written books on some topics like this. So if you want to go into specific details, if that is of our interest, then we can do that. But broadly speaking, the differences simply indicate that according to cultural context, certain methods or practices for elevating one's consciousness are different. But the purpose remains the same.